Good morning and welcome to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration that will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning.
Good afternoon.
Good evening. Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. It's noon.
Our time.
Our time.
Where are you?
Right.
Don't know if you're listening to this live or... We're live, or if you're listening to it in the archives, it's not archived now, but it will be. So wherever you are, have you noticed?
It's a new world.
Yeah, we're in a different world now.
Yeah, we really are.
We've been doing a lot of global video seminars, which is part of our new world. All of our seminars are being done virtually as opposed to in person. And one of the things that we've noticed is a lot of people are waiting for things to get back to normal.
And this is it, you see. This is the new normal. Like it, don't like it, doesn't change it. The reality is, this is normal now.
I can hear some of you screaming internally out there. And if you're screaming at the news that this is the new normal, this is normal, whatever you're experiencing today is normal, then you're not listening. Because if you like that this is the normal, then you're not listening. If you dislike, you're not listening. Today is just about hearing what we have to say, what our callers have to say, without judging what you hear. You don't have to do anything.
You don't have to agree with it. You don't have to disagree with it. You can just actually listen to what people say and we're people, and what we say, and see how it affects your life.
In case you've missed it.
We finish each other's sentences.
In case you've missed this, our website is Transformation
Made Easy, not difficult. See, enlightenment or transformation has been around for a long time, but it's always been difficult. It's you had to climb a mountain and sit on a hard rock in a monastery in Tibet to try to find your inner self.
Or in our case, go to a meditation center in Italy for a couple of years.
We did that.
We did.
Oh, my.
The International Academy of Meditation.
We did that when we were into doing things to try to get better.
Guess what? This show is titled Being Here.
So you're not doing anything but allowing yourself to be exactly as you are in the current moment of your life. That really is all it takes to have your life transform. But you see, for the most part, we have been inculcated, that means trained by the culture we grew up in, to complain about the way it is, as though it should be or could be different than it is. Now, our second principle of instantaneous transformation says that it can't be different than it is. It can only be exactly as it is. This moment is showing up exactly as it does. It cannot be different than it is. You cannot be different than you are. You can only be the way you are in this moment.
So I'll go back to what Shia said a little bit earlier. He said, this is it. Right now, this is your life.
Somebody once sent us a very interesting cartoon.
It was very fun. We had it for years up on our...
There was an old Zen master.
And a young Zen monk.
And they were sitting, and the young Zen monk says, so what happens next? And the old Zen master says,
nothing.
This is it. Well, you can really enjoy this being it, or you can throw a temper tantrum, complain, not like it. It's still it.
You know, I was thinking about it today because Shia and I went out very, very early this morning out on the Delaware River. We have a little boat. We took it out to go fishing. And for a while there, Shia was casting and I was sitting and I was thinking about how we've spent more consecutive time in our home than we have ever in the 22 years we've lived here.
In the past 5 months.
And it's been magical. It's been wonderful. Of course, there have been moments of stress or
but, you know, it's always new. You know, that's the interesting thing about the moment. The moment is always new. There is no old moments of now. Now is a new experience in each moment if you're here for it. What keeps you from being here mostly are your thoughts. You see, your intelligence is an asset, but it's also your greatest, the opposite of asset, deficit?
Yeah.
Impediment to having a fulfilling life is your thoughts that things should or could be different than they are in the current moment. It's kind of interesting how we've gotten lost in the wealth of our culture. We've gotten lost in thinking things could or should be different than they are. And so we reject the way it is, thinking a brighter day is coming. Well, maybe it's going to be brighter. Maybe it's not. I don't know. What I do know is this is the only moment you have to experience being alive. Either you complain to yourself in your thoughts, therefore you do not experience because you're lost in complaint, or you discover that this moment is where your life is manifesting. It's coming into being moment by moment, and it's always new, and it's always changing, and it's always the same. The same moment, but it's always new. And all you have to do is be here for it, and life becomes this exciting adventure.
One of the exciting things about that is you can't do it wrong. So I'm sure there are moments you aren't there for it. But you can either now go back, retrace the past in your thoughts, talk to yourself about how you did it, whether you did it well or did it wrong.
What you should have done or could have done.
Right. But if you're retracing your steps in your thoughts, you're not here. Or if you're off waiting for the future to arrive that you would prefer, you're not here.
You know, our kitty cat would really prefer it if we fed her now. But she isn't going to get fed for an hour. So like it or dislike it, it's not, that's the way it is.
I have so been enjoying her. And I think one of the things that was really smart when we adopted her, there was a foster family that was keeping her. And when we went to pick her up, she was part of a household that included 10 cats and kittens because they had their own cats and they fostered lots of different families of kittens that they rescued. That they made sure that we didn't see anything other than the kitten we had chosen and were picking up. Because if you have the idea of alternates, I could have had a different cat. I could have had a different day. I could have had a different mate. I could have had a different future or a different past. That idea of alternates just makes you miserable.
It sabotages your ability to fully engage in what you have.
How about we take our first call?
Let's fully engage in Uli.
From Cologne, Germany. Hi, Uli. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Ariel and Shaya. This is Uli speaking.
Nice to hear your voice.
Nice to hear you too. And you've said already many things that gave me a hint to the question that I have.
Oh, what's your question?
I've been over the last 5 months in my own experience been mostly energetic or full of momentum or doing things and driving things ahead. But in the last 1 or 2 weeks, I've had the feeling of like eternal stagnation, if you want.
Eternal stagnation. You must have rehearsed that.
That was a good
one. I have. That was good.
She, in her downtime, she's perfecting a term to describe her judgments.
Right.
Right. I love it.
Right, exactly.
Okay.
Yes, and I had the feeling for the first time I can understand why people who are unemployed for a long time, at least people say that they lack structure or energy to do whatever they should do. Because that's a little bit how it feels like.
Yeah.
Well.
See, there's something about being kind to yourself that really would be valuable for you here, Uli. In that you have a very, very strong value or set of standards that you try to live up to. And when you don't think you're living up to your standards, you're very hard on yourself as though you're a bad person because you're not living up to these standards of hard work and staying busy.
Right.
The other thing is I have so many colliding thoughts about you, Uli. First of all, right at the beginning of this coronavirus pandemic, you were the very first person to write us in regards to your participation with us in going to Costa Rica next year, about you could foresee as a translator and that all those live events that you're normally hired for and booked out weren't going to happen. That was just very brilliant of you to see what was coming and start taking care of cutting ties to things that weren't going to work for your family. I was so impressed with that. But there was a speediness to you that I think you were unaware of. And then when you say you've been really well and had well-being the whole time, but now there's this stagnation. I recall global video seminars where you were on where by the end, you may have been experiencing well-being, but you weren't always in a hum of well-being. So in a certain respect, your conversation about how you've been has been repainted.
Yeah, it's like history rewriting itself.
And then...
Right.
I know you're a member of the Premium Excellence Club, our online subscription series, and at least you were. Are you still?
I was. I'm not at this point.
I'll have to do this for everybody. Shai and I wrote early on in the pandemic, maybe March, maybe April, an article which we released there, and we'll do it sometime soon, maybe in the blog, called Intermittent Retirement. And what you're describing
that was published, I think, yes.
Oh, it was published?
I think I've read it, yes.
Okay, good. Because there were times where we'd be very active, and then other times where it was very slow, and there wasn't anything.
There was no structure.
There was no structure. There was nothing to do, and we didn't feel to do anything. And that's where you're getting caught. You're not allowing yourself to not do when you're not doing. If you judge your way through it, you keep yourself in that stasis, that perpetual
complaint that you're not doing it right. See, life doesn't have a set of rules. Humanity puts rules on life. The culture you grow up in sets standards and rules of behavior, and then as human beings we try to live up to them, and frequently we can't live up to them because the people who put those standards together and gave them to us, they didn't live up to them either. You know, sometimes you just don't have the energy. Well, maybe it's okay to have a moment or a day where you do nothing but sleep or rest.
Oh, I'm going to think of something. This is a really semi-offensive example, so please forgive
her going in.
Yeah. One of my kitten's favorite things now is to put her paws on the toilet seat and watch when you flush. And she's just so fascinated when it goes down, you know, like when the water
flushes. When the water goes out and when the water comes back in.
And so sometimes I think, oh, you know, this will be fun. I'll just do it. I'll flush it again just so I can watch her be so fascinated. But if I don't let the toilet tank refill before I flush, then it doesn't work. You're basically just flushing and nothing's happening. I think from time to time, you're like a tank that you don't let refill. And then if you let yourself refill, you pull your own lever and you have a whole whoosh of energy that can go to whatever project you desire to aim it at. But I think you keep trying to flush and flush and flush when you haven't allowed yourself to refill. And the refill time is not like our toilet. It's different days, different things. But you're not allowing yourself to recognize when you're refilled.
You are so brilliant.
You like that one?
That's great. That's a good one, man. It really is. You know, like
I like there that are image time, too.
There are times where I go for days without doing much because I just don't feel like it.
You know, last night, and then, I just slept or laid around in the afternoon, right, and Shai did the dinner and the dishes.
Oh, man, Shai did everything yesterday.
He did.
Vacuumed the floor, steamed.
He mopped. You know, 4 o'clock, I hit a wall. I did nothing, and I was largely unaware that he was doing anything.
But it wasn't a problem because I just I had energy. You look, sometimes you just don't have the energy. There's nothing wrong with you because you don't have energy. It's you have an idea, you should. So then you put a pressure on yourself, and then that's when you get in trouble. See, because that's when you push yourself beyond your ability. That's when you get hurt, when you make mistakes, when you make typos in what you're typing. Now, I don't type, so I don't make any typos.
But I do have to tell
isn't
you.
Isn't that good? That's I don't good. Make typos.
This is totally unrelated to anything, but I just want to tell you, Uli, because I think it's fun. You know, our kitten's been getting us up almost every day around 4:45 in the morning. And so we've gotten to be normal people. And this morning I set my alarm for 5 a.m. because we were going out fishing. And the alarm woke her up. And I was kind of like, see how you like it, kitty. She was kind of like, whoa, what was that? And I'm like, that's kind of like getting a mouse, you know, a stuffed mouse dropped on your head.
So, right.
Anyway, I'm so glad you called in, Lily.
Yeah, I like what you said. It's very, very true and very accurate.
Because that toilet's not broken, but if you don't use it correctly, it never is efficient. You gotta let it fill.
Yeah. Yeah.
You gotta let your batteries recharge.
Recharge, baby, recharge.
And there's nothing wrong with you if you don't feel like doing anything.
Woohoo.
Okay.
You know,
provided, I know we got those three principles. We can talk about them in the next segment because we're getting to the end here. But if you resist not having energy, you keep yourself perpetually in that state. If you see it, don't judge it, allow it. Before you know it, you'll have energy again.
That's right. That's the way the universe
works.
Hey, thanks for calling in today.
It's so lovely hearing your voice.
Really, really. We're going to go take a break.
Thank you so much. And
you're
I'm excited
welcome.
To see you on the weekend for the workshop.
Excellent. We'll see you there.
We'll be back shortly, everyone. Come on back and don't miss
being here.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com to receive free video and audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books that will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. Ariel and Shia also invite you to attend their fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. So why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting transformationmadeeasy.com. That's transformationmadeeasy.com.
Become our friend on Facebook. Post your thoughts about our shows and network on our timeline. Visit facebook.com/Voice America.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
You did both of them.
Yeah.
You're good.
Thank you. Welcome
You're
back.
You're very everyone. Good. My wife is very good.
Yeah, I love my wife, I got to say.
Well, look, if you do your life like it's your idea, it's wonderful. If you do it like under duress, like you have to, like somebody's making you, even you making you, then you're in constant misery.
This weekend,
coming up,
we are hosting or facilitating a virtual weekend seminar on creativity and intuition. It's August 1st and 2nd. It's not too late to register. I noticed this morning we had another new registration. If it's something you want to do and you haven't given it to yourself yet, you can go to transformationmadeeasy.com and register.
You may have been listening to our podcast or internet radio show, as we used to call it, Being Here, for years, and say, one of these days I'm going to go and do one of their seminars. Well, you know, now you can do them virtually, so you don't even have to leave your home. You can be under quarantine and discover your creativity and your intuition.
Excellent. Also, next Monday is our next 2-hour global video seminar, and then again on the following Saturday. So this week on Saturday, August 1st, we do not have one because we're doing the weekend seminar. Again, you can find out more about all our courses. You can probably find that article I spoke about up on our website, also under the article archives. Go to transformationmadeeasy.com. Let's take our next call.
Yes, let's.
Okay, Dima. Where are you calling in from today?
Hi, Aria. Hi, Shai. I'm calling from Cologne today.
Oh, uh-huh. Great. Two people from Cologne.
Nice. Back to back. I know they're not in the same room.
I know.
It's
and,
fun.
And Uli actually lives outside of Cologne a little bit.
Yeah. What can we do for you?
Well, since the topic is getting back to normal or how to get the life back to normal. I was laid off from my job earlier this year during this crisis, and I had some unsuccessful applications, and I'm now thinking about starting working for myself. So I'm a business consultant, and I thought, well, shouldn't be a problem to put in work. The thing is, with this huge responsibility that I feel having to provide for my family, it's sometimes literally crushing me, and I'm really in fear that you know, nobody will hire me and I will not be able to do what I want to do.
Yes,
of course you have those fears.
I tried to see it as, you know, if it was my own idea, but it's really hard sometimes to keep this in mind.
I can get that. Definitely understand that. Here's the thing, Dima. Life shows up the way it does. And in this moment, I have a question for you. Is there food in your refrigerator right now?
Yes.
Is the rent paid right now?
Yes.
See, in this moment, there's nothing to fear. But if you think about the future and try to figure out how it's going to show up, you'll get yourself upset. But I had another question for you. What's his wife's name?
Tina.
The day before you met Tina, did you know she was going to show up in your life?
No.
You couldn't even imagine it.
I couldn't, no.
Right. Well, life shows up the way it does, and we can't imagine it, but we worry about how the future is going to be. Now, here's another question. Worrying about the future, does that change how it shows up?
Of course not.
Of course not. And
yes, it does. In that, if you're off worrying about the future, sometimes you miss opportunities
that show up because
right
you
now.
Are not here, because you're off in the future worrying about what isn't, rather than being here to see what possibilities exist in this moment.
You used an interesting term earlier too, Dima. You talked about the crushing weight of responsibility. What you're describing is burden,
That's not responsibility.
Responsibility has no crushing weight. You know, there are certain responsibilities that each of us have. But if we cast off to possible futures, they all become burdensome. I mean, I'll give you a silly one I've been having lately. This is just super silly. All of our courses through the end of the year are virtual. We don't have any intention of going anywhere. But my mind, which is habituated to worrying about things, is trying to figure out who will cat sit for our cat when we do go somewhere. The mind casts forward to search for problems to...
See, your mind is a survival machine. The mind is a survival machine. And by that I mean it worries about futures, how life will show up in the future. And it doesn't worry about good things because you don't have to survive good things. You survive them naturally. It worries about the worst possible scenarios. So you have to worry about, and it is burdensome and it is painful because you worry about how you're going to feed your family. But there's food in your refrigerator right now.
Right.
Also, I know you are coming to the Creativity and Intuition Seminar. And by the way, if there are people listening who've lost their jobs and you want to reach out to us for us to do a partial scholarship for you, make it work with your finances, let us know. Dima, I'm so happy you're coming because you're also in that gap right now. I'm going to give you a hint prior to the weekend. The course is called Creativity and Intuition. And one of the things that you're in the midst of, aside from filling out applications, being available, looking for new jobs in the field that you are have been in where people will employ you, you're also in that creative time of structuring your own business. And it's so easy to disengage and worry when you're in the midst of that unknown as things are formulated.
You see, the moment is where all creation happens. You create your life moment by moment. Your mind comes up with the worst possible situations to worry about, and it preoccupies you so you can't see to discover what else might be available right here, right now, to support you in your life. And you're thinking.
I'm also willing to make you a big fat bet. Are you ready for my bet? I'm not going to lose this.
Okay. We only make bets that we know we can win.
Remember before you met your wife, Tina, I'll bet you there were times in your dating history where you looked back and you were disappointed about how some of those relationships
turned
out. Disappointed at yourself or at the your previous partners, there was disappointment. But now that you're fully engaged with Tina, all those things fall away. Is that true?
That's right. Yeah, sort of. Right.
Sort of. Well, okay. So aside from the times you're fighting, because, you know, that can happen with pressure. So here's a big challenge, too. You've been applying for jobs, and you haven't gotten them yet. So in this time frame, you're subject to disappointment. Once you get a job or once you start working for yourself, all of the applications that didn't weren't received, that didn't work out, those fall away.
Okay, so what are you thinking about?
You are thinking. There's a big gap here. What are you thinking about?
See, if we can get you to get here into this moment with us, then things are going to work out very well. But every time we say something, Tima, you think about it and get lost in your thoughts. Tima.
Yeah, that's about right. So I was thinking, I feel a little bit silly because I heard what you said to me. I heard this probably like 10 to 20 times already because I'm listening to your shows. I participate in your seminars, and it helps all the time. And then I just I felt a little bit silly. That's why I didn't say anything.
What did you hear that we said before? Because Shai said a lot of things that I've never heard before, and I've said things, and I've never said them in the way I said them before. And I certainly have never talked about flushing toilets before. So what was it that you heard 10 or 20 times before? Aside from listening, we'll bring you into the moment.
Well, that, and also about being here and not worrying about the future, that it doesn't help looking forward because you miss opportunities that you have in this moment right now.
Here's what's different about what you said and what we said. We didn't give you a dictate. We did not tell you, don't think about the future. That's what you're doing. You're telling yourself, don't think about the future. It doesn't help. We're just saying, if you think about the future, you're not here. We're stating what is. You're taking what is and giving yourself a directive how to be a better you.
Yeah, you're working on yourself as though there's something deficient or defective, and you're perfect right now. And see, look, here's the thing. You don't really know me. I've been watching you on these virtual seminars. You are such an amazing man, but you don't think so. It's my experience that you're an amazing man, but you've got a whole list of things that you think need to be fixed or be made better before you can be an amazing man.
You're right, but how can you know this? This is amazing.
You know, in a certain respect, you can't. That's what friends are for. I mean, I'm sitting across from Shia, and I can see him. He's sitting across from me. He can see me.
But when I'm looking at Ariel, I see none of me. I see a little bit of my arms. You know, they're off to the side here because I'm leaning into my desk. But I can't really see this man, who he is, not from through my own eyes. And if I look at a mirror, I'm seeing a mirror image, which is everything is reversed. So I'm not seeing me.
One of the things that I tend to do myself, Dima, is I am an open possibility for inspiration. So sometimes I'll get up on the Facebook, the Transformation Made Easy community page, or if we like when we call into the radio show, or our engineer calls us up on Skype to connect us to be on this radio show, just, you know, having a connection and hearing his voice, going to the river and having a little chat with another couple who is out there on their boat, asking us what we caught and telling them that I caught a fish that was minuscule, like super tiny, and hearing that person laugh, like finding
connection points,
excuses to be inspired. And then my attention takes off myself.
Here's the problem. The problem is you listen to your thoughts as though they are reality.
You know,
the voice says, oh, life sucks. And you go, well, must be true because my voice said it. But this, it's the same voice that tells you things suck that when you're inspired tells you things are great.
You know, when I was out on the river today, or we were, and Shai was fishing and I was sitting on the seat, I got a email from somebody, because I could check my emails, from Corinne in Switzerland. And she was wishing us happy anniversary, because this is the 38 years
today
of our first date.
Of our first date, yeah.
And she was...
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you.
Yeah.
She was saying, you're really wonderful. And in that moment, I felt kind of flat. I mean, I was just sitting there waiting. And I took on like a mantle her perspective of me. So I wrote her back, you know, well, thanks for reminding us. We had forgotten because we had mentioned it before. And then she was telling us how it was in 1951, her parents got together on this date. And I'm not sure if it was their wedding date or not. But I was like, how lucky is that? Look, we got you in our lives out of that. So it was like this connection back and forth as an excuse to be inspired when... You can either look for excuses to be discouraged or excuses to be inspired.
And you don't have to look for either. That's the other thing.
No.
You don't have to. If you are here in your life in this moment, you see things, you discover things. Ariel caught this little striped bass, maybe 10 inches long. It was so perfect. It was so beautiful. It was such an amazing little critter. And we set it free, of course.
And Jai caught a little sunfish, and it had the orangish belly and these translucent fins, and it shaped very different, and it looked very surprised, like, oh.
See, if you're lost in the complaints that your mind conjures up, you miss out on the magic, the majesty, the magnificence of the moment.
And better still, that wasn't what we were aiming for. It's what we got. And that we can be delighted with right. What we get.
It wasn't the target fish that we were after.
No.
They wouldn't cooperate.
No.
You know, what's your little daughter's name?
Rika,
yes.
She's such a beauty.
If you are busy worrying about the future, you miss seeing how absolutely gorgeous she is.
Yeah, we walked in today.
You know that?
And Shai said, oh my God, you're not a kitten anymore. You're a cat. Your daughter's growing.
Yeah, she is. Moment by moment.
That's right. And you can enjoy her moment by moment. You don't have to get anywhere. Here's the other thing. I give you a gift. You don't have to do anything today. You don't have to get a job today. If you don't have a new job today, then enjoy being with your daughter. Enjoy being with your wife. Enjoy
being with yourself.
That's right.
Oh, that's so great. Thank you. I mean, Rika's a little bit sick, so I think she really can. She really needs this little, you know, little bit more of attention that I maybe haven't.
Yes, yeah.
Sweet.
And when she appreciates you, she just sees the great, great daddy she's got rather than how successful he thinks he is.
Thank you. That really helps.
You're so welcome.
You're so welcome, man. We got to go to a break.
Are you ready for this? We're gonna sign off for the break, Dima. And I want you to listen to this. We'll be right back. But don't miss
being here.
Feeling inspired, entertained, enlightened? Would you like more? Ariel and Shia invite you to participate in their fun and lively transformational seminars that have allowed people across the globe to have highly satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Join the Canes and their amazing community live and in person in New York, Germany, England, or even Costa Rica.
Ready to deepen your experience of instantaneous transformation in your career, family, and relationships? Then take the leap. Register today at transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at transformationmadeeasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club. This moment is precious, and being here for it is an idea worth sharing. So after you're done listening to the show, you can forward it to your friends and join the conversation on Ariel and Shia's Facebook or Twitter page, Transformation Made Easy. You can also connect with like-minded people by visiting a Say Yes to Your Life meetup group near you. Transformation is a communicable ease. The more you share it, the richer it becomes. Find out more at transformationmadeeasy.com.
We're on Alexa smart speakers and connected devices.
Hey Alexa, play Being Here podcasts on Apple Podcasts.
Try it now.
You're listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-888-346-9141. That number again is 1-888-346-9141. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back and thanks for listening.
Yes, thanks for listening.
Time in the show where we do shout outs to our listeners in different cities around the world.
May I?
You may.
I'm going to shout out to Indianapolis, Indiana, and to Napanee, Indiana.
As long as we're there. We like that word. Okay.
We have a friend in Napanee.
Hey, Harley. Okay, in Brownsville, Texas.
White Plains, New York. You know, White Plains, New York, we once did a talk for the social services department of that town.
And we learned a lot.
And we did learn
absolutely.
A lot.
Absolutely. Columbus, Ohio.
Basel, Switzerland. We got lots of good friends in Basel.
Hi, folks. Wien in Austria.
Cluj, Romania.
And Bretagne in France.
That's a cool name, Bretagne.
Wherever you're listening, thanks for being part of the Being Here family.
Yeah.
All right. And by the way, if you've enjoying the show today, share it with others.
Yeah, you know, people don't know what they don't already know. So that the possibility of life showing up newly outside of your internal conversation that repeats itself over and over, the possibility of creating your life newly for most people does not exist.
But you can support them
by letting them know
that we're here. Okay, let's
on our show.
Take our next caller.
I'm full of rhymes today.
Mary, where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Mary from St. Paul, Minnesota.
Minnesota.
Minnesota. Thank you for the call.
Yeah. Hi, Mary. What can we do for you today?
Well, I think you've already done it. I was thinking about what's going on with me, and then Uli got on and was talking about, well, you were talking about, you know, not having energy, and today is a day where I didn't get up early, and I didn't have energy, and I love the image of flushing toilets.
That was a good one, wasn't it?
That was a really good one.
It's brilliant, yeah. And then Dima was talking about worrying about the future, which I'm good now, but I don't know what's going to happen in, say, 6-7 months.
Yeah. But,
6-7 months? You don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I mean, you know, we don't know what's going to happen. That's why I watch the news, to see what I shouldn't have looked at.
But, you know, it's interesting. I do try to have a little bit of structure in my day. I mean, I'll write some things down that I can do, but if I don't do them, then I don't do them. I guess what I'm feeling about this time now is being restricted. I mean, I can be outside, but I can't, you know, get on a bus and say, go out to the mall or IKEA or something like that. And then I have to keep around my space and see what there
so
is.
So I have a question for you.
Yeah.
Do you want to go to IKEA?
It's kind of a way to spend some time.
Well, it's a way to spend some time. But, I mean, do you really want to go to IKEA?
I guess no. It's something I can enjoy, but...
Right, of course. But you can enjoy anything. See, you can enjoy what's showing up in your life in this moment.
You know, I mentioned earlier, Mary, that we've lived in this house over 22 years. And one of the things that's been very fun for me recently is I like to take walks around here. Now, mind you, we do have a car, so I can go a little distance. But it's been really fun to discover, hey, look at that road. Where does that go? And walk up it and discover these magical things that have existed here forever, except for not to me.
We found a new way home from the river. You know, and it cut about 4 minutes or 5 minutes off the drive time.
About 25% of the time.
I mean, we've lived here for 22 years, and I never did that before.
But we thought, hey, let's just try going this way, see where it goes. And then at some point, Shia turned on the
navigation to go home.
And we were really close. So it was like, wow, look at that. It's interesting that you hold it, though, as restricted. I'm very restricted.
That's the thing. You know, this morning we went out on our little boat. And at the end of the time when we were just about ready to come home, I just on a whim drove up the river another, maybe a half mile. And it was such a beautiful area, and it didn't exist to me a moment before it did. I said to Ari, we got to come back here and go fishing here.
Let's use you for an example, though, Mary, because you have a repetitive thought that says, I'm very restricted right now. And then it fills in a couple places that you have gone to either enjoy yourself or for social or to spend a little time. Okay, so there's your two things. But I recall, if you go back, say, 6 months or a year, you would say, well, it's very restricted. I wish I could come to Monday Night Alive more often. But I live in Minneapolis. I wish I could come to every weekend. But I live in Minneapolis. Suddenly...
You can come to every weekend. You can come to Monday nights. You can be part of this community.
So now your mind is moving to a new, better restricted. But it's always going to complain about what is. You're just going to fill in a new set of circumstances.
As if what isn't good enough. But that's the way your mind works. That's the mind works.
And here, get this. At some point, I'm certain... whether it's via vaccine, whether it's via everybody wearing masks, however it happens, the coronavirus will be something that's more controllable. And should you choose to go back to work, you will. But at that, you'll be at work going, well, I'm restricted because it's a beautiful day and I can't go outside until after 5.
That's so true. You know, I'm enjoying not working. My mind will still try to lasso me into
a complaint. Absolutely. Welcome to the human race.
You know, whatever is to the mind, that isn't it. It's always more, different, and better. You know, I've been making love to the same woman for 38 years.
Woo-hoo. Today's tonight.
Starting tonight.
yes.
And she's always different.
I was just proving that loose morals can work.
That's right.
So how you doing now, Mary?
I feel good. I was feeling kind of emotional and anxious before the call, but I feel very at ease, and I'll probably go take a walk after the show, and I do walk a lot, but now I'll be able to see where I'm walking.
Yeah, because you'll be there rather than thinking about this isn't it.
I love it.
Hey, thank you so much for calling.
We have
Mary.
Somebody else patiently waiting, so we're going to take her. Look forward to seeing you soon.
So much.
Okay.
Yeah, we can. All right.
All right.
Thank you.
You're welcome. All right, Dorina, thank you for being patient. And you're in Hamburg today, Hamburg, Germany?
Yes. Hello, Ariel and Shaya.
Hi, Dorina.
Hey, it's so great to hear you.
It's so great to hear you, too, by the way.
Thank you so much. It's such a pleasure to be around you, I really have to say. And it's such a gift to me also in these times. It's so different. Like my normal way of living some months ago, it was completely something else. And so the gift, what I can see now with Corona and to be at home now, because also that I lost my job, is that I find so many new ways for me discovering what I really like, what I love, just moments of joy. And for my business, maybe I will create something new. I mean, not maybe, I'm already create something completely new for me. And it's so good.
it's so wonderful to hear you looking at life as it is, rather than worrying about what isn't.
Yeah, and you're a big part in that.
Thank you.
Well, thank you. But you know something, sweetheart? You listened.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah,
listening.
I learned that from you. And, you know, this is such a difference. I really listen to people. I watch them. That's just a kind of also new for me. I'm not so important. It's how it is. It's to be there. And,
but my dear, you are so important.
We'll tell you how. For one thing, this what you're describing wasn't your natural state. It wasn't your enculturation. It wasn't how you learned to be. You're describing something new. I know there are a lot of people listening, some of whom are feeling, or at least before the show, were feeling a little blue. They didn't know how to access being here. As you're talking, this is what I was speaking to Dima about. This is one of those inspiration points. I listen to you, and I like me. Not because you're giving Shy and I compliments, but I'm tuning into you
and feeling and feeling your aliveness, your enthusiasm and excitement for life. And that is a rare and beautiful gem.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
And it's not like you're doing something to impress us. You're just enthusiastic about being alive. And what more can one ask out of life, but to experience and enjoy the awesomeness of it all.
I can see that really a lot of, like, also I was yesterday out of here, out of the street, and I was taking a walk. I was in a park like an hour and a half. And I was just watching flowers, trees, leaves, blossoms, colors, people, little babies, sweet. And so it was such a gift. And I felt so good in myself because I absolutely have this kind of, I can go back in my head, and I have this big pressure on myself and fear, and to say what I think. I don't have just really a lot of income now. But
you know what's really neat, Dorina? The person you are when you're looking out and seeing the babies and the trees and the blossoms and the cars and the people is so hireable. You know, worry does not make you hireable.
Worry is not an attractive asset.
You know, yeah. By the way, it's funny because we're moving toward the end of the show here. We're moving along, and I see written up what next week's show is, which at least part of it is the title of our first book. It's Working on Yourself Doesn't Work.
Being Here Does.
And what you described, and you also just touched into the working on yourself part, and the emotion came up, and then when you come back here, a different type of emotion comes up. So, you know, yeah.
Thank you, Dorina, for being as magnificent as you are.
Really?
Really. You inspire me today.
Me too.
Oh, thank you so much. You inspire me every time.
Awesome.
Thank you so much.
Selba, Selba. Yeah. Thanks one to no one.
We got to go.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling in. We will be back next week, everyone.
So come on back and don't miss being here.
We hope you've enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another empowering episode of Being Here.